will be Bob Pope, and then Jamie Shaler, and then that'll be followed by the first feature act at 8, and that will be Ben Blum, and he'll have some folks playing with him. And then we will have Brad Meyer, who will come up at 8:30, and he'll have some friends performing with him. So lots of great music, folks. Starting off with a very talented fellow by the name of Bob Pope. That's not Bob Hope, it's Bob Pope. And he plays in many different styles. I've heard him do flamenco music, and I've heard him do bluegrass and a lot of things in between. He has a bluegrass band, he can tell you about that. But he's here on his own tonight, and he's a lovely performer. Please welcome Bob Pope.
Altitude. No, it's just you. You're the volume control. Thank you, Ellen. That was a very nice introduction. Yes, I'm in a bluegrass band. It's called Monadnock Bluegrass, and our season starts this summer. We're our first festival's up in Vermont this weekend, so we have a website, monadnockbluegrass.com. Look it up and check it out. This first tune is a Richard Schindel tune that I really like. It's about a cab driver in Manhattan shortly after 9/11. I saw them standing in the rain out on 7th Avenue. He held her close like she might fall if he let go. He helped her in, he shut the door, and our eyes met in the mirror. To Inglewood, just take it slow, was all he said. Into the stream we pull away, I know it well, this old ballet. Minding the flow, minding the sway, catching green lights all the way. Up Amsterdam, the meter dark, I turned off the radio. She whispered thanks, I could not bear another word. Up on the bridge, the traffic slowed, and the brake lights and the wash of all those truckers headed south on 95. Upon the span we pull away, I know it well, this old ballet. Finding the flow, minding the sway, catching green lights all the way. I brought them home, I brought them home, I brought them home in that cruel, cruel rain. And now it's spring, where's the rain? All the wells are running dry, and the reservoirs have reached an all-time low. And if this red light ever turns, if I can make it through the park, I'll head uptown for the last fare of the day. And turn it does, I pull away, I know it well, this old ballet. Finding the flow, my catching green lights all the way. And there they are, outside St. Luke's, with their flowers and balloons, all amazement at the baby in her arms. As Amsterdam makes us a place, I asked about her name, and we all laugh when he says hope and she says grace. And then it starts, the heavens give, I know it well, this old ballet. Minding the flow, minding the sway, catching green lights all the way. I brought them home, I brought them home, I brought them home in that sweet, sweet rain. I brought them home in that sweet, sweet rain. Thank you. Thanks, you. This next one is actually it's a true story, so I understand, by a fellow named Slade Cleaves, I believe. Wrote a story, or a story about two old horse jockeys back in the early Depression. It's called Quick as Dreams. My name is Tommy Luther. I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture I keep tucked in this old drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team. Sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, I joined up with the races when they came through Alabama. They had this good young rider, just a boy named Sandy Graham. We were two kids run away from home and the world was breaking down. Didn't stay to see the family, sell the farm and move to town. From Detroit to Tijuana, to Annapolis we rode. They called us rookies, buck boys, we were just 16 years old. We were worth a couple of saddles and two big bags of grain. The big men owned the horses, and they owned us just the same. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team. Sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Well, it's Winnipeg and it's raining, but the track's not looking bad. They gave me Irish Princess, Sandy rode on Vesper Lad. We were flying down the back stretch. My horse was running proud. And as I passed by Sandy, a roar came from the crowd. I crouched as Irish Princess thundered across the line. Then I stood and turned around to see that friend of mine. Vesper Lad was standing still. There must have been a fall. In the mud lay Sandy, looking lifeless as a doll. The crowd ran up to Sandy. They scooped him off the track. They took him to the office with shattered ribs and back. At the hospital next morning, I sat by Sandy's side. The world but with the ending soon, then I'd have to ride. Couple of days past Danville, word came down the line. Sandy lost his struggle. We hung our heads and cried. It was poor old Mother Harris from the boarding house in town. who paid for the little casket and laid him in the ground. I sent her a couple of dollars. It was all that I could save. She drew me a little picture of that lonely rider's grave. I've kept it here in all the years, all these 60 years. I still see that crumpled body now, but I'm too old for tears. My name is Tommy Luther. I'll soon be 84. I'll show you a little picture I keep tucked in this old drawer. 60 years ago, boys, I rode for the Diamond Team. Sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Sailing by 8 feet high on horses quick as dreams. Thank you. Well, Ellen, thank you very much for having me up here. This has been fun. Great audience. You're listening. Wow, it's pretty neat. And I'm going to end up with a little funny tune, I hope. Is anybody in the audience named Ann? Do you have any Anns here? We do, yes. And you are with a significant other, I believe. Well, this is a tune that I think your significant other always wanted to tell you, but just didn't quite know how to do it. I know I'll never meet another hunk of woman like my Ann. She makes me feel like a great big man. I'm gonna go tell her mama what I think about her and say thank you, ma'am, for giving me your daughter, Ann. She sure is stacked from her toes to the pretty little Nate, but her neck she's packed like a seed in a grape. She's smooth as marble skin. When I see her, I believe I'm a real young guy. And every time I go to work, I think I might die if I can't hurry home again. If the good Lord worked all night on making me a female plan, I'd say no thanks, Lord. I'd just keep Ann. How could I ever look at any other woman when I got Ann? Oh, it feels so good when she holds my hand. I'm gonna go tell her daddy what I think about her and say thank you, man, for giving me your daughter, Ann. When I come home and I feel like I've been run over by a 10-ton truck, she could rub my shoulder and ease my aches and pains. And if I lose my job and I'm down on my silver dollar and I feel like a dried up gourd and a holler, she'll cool my brow like summer rain. If the good Lord worked all night, I'm making me a female plan. I'd say no thanks, Lord. I'd just keep Ann. I know I'll never meet another hunk of woman like my Ann. She makes me feel like a great big man. If the good Lord worked 100 years in making me a female plan, I'd say no thanks, Lord. I'd just keep Ann. I'd say no thanks, Lord. I'd just keep Ann. Thank you very much.
Wow, that was great. Please, a big hand for Bob Pope. And all of our features are booked up through this year, but